Connie jumped at the knock on the front door. Neither Gabby nor her father would need to knock. She yanked it open with a whoosh of fresh air. "Hey," a woman murmured. Connie blinked, gawking. Bridget. 15 years older than the last time they met on the porch, Bridget Maloney had tiny aging lines around her mouth, a few sprinkled across her forehead. Life had taken a toll on her one-time best friend and high school partner in crime. Bridget stared at Connie, then raised her arms, hesitated, then wrapped her friend in a bear hug, and the two rocked back and forth, Bridget's body warm. A familiar dance to Connie, though her gut clenched. Connie pulled away after what felt like an awkwardly long time and stepped aside to widen the entrance. "Come in," she said. "How did you—" Bridget jerked her thumb over one shoulder. "Mom lives down the street. She saw you and called me." Making no move to enter the house, Bridget pressed a hand into the small of her back and leaned to one side. "Something about your mom, huh?" "Yeah. After all these years. What's going to happen now?" Connie rubbed her thumb against the peeling paint of the door jamb. "Not sure. I haven't talked to Gabby yet. Or Dad." Bridget twisted her torso and squinted into the sun. "The neighborhood's been buzzing ever since they found her. You know Allison."
"I can imagine."
Connie stepped out onto the porch and closed the screen door behind her. Not sure where to go with this conversation, she dropped into the metal glider and patted the seat beside her. "Been a long time. Some changes around here." Bridget eased into the seat and rubbed her abdomen. She had to be at least 7 months pregnant.
"I see. Congratulations."
"Uh-huh. Number 4.
You've been busy."
Her banter felt forced with Bridget, her first Allison contact.
"I never heard from you."
She was hurt. Connie would have been if the tables had been turned. Her rage at being sent away resulted in no desire to communicate with anyone in New Jersey, including Bridget.
"How come you never came home, except for that one visit?"
"The shit show Christmas." Connie shrugged. "Allison didn't feel like home. I was pretty pissed off, but Dad insisted I visit that first year. It was hard. I couldn't talk to anyone, even Gabby."